that's the way that everybody else hears you, right?
Of course.
So we all already know what you sound like. It's not really that bad.
Yeah, no, it's weird to me to hear myself.
I think a lot of people have a hard time.
I can't do it. Let alone, I don't think I'd be able to do a show and watch myself back. So I won't watch these on YouTube either.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it watching yourself and seeing what you're saying, or is it literally your voice?
It's just my voice. I don't care what I say.
Yeah, he really has no problem.
Don't care what I say, and I stand by most of the stuff I say.
He's not big on instructions. But it seems to be a problem that everyone has. A lot of people hate hearing their own voice. I had that problem in the beginning. The first couple episodes I listened to, I'm like, good Lord, is that what I sound like?
You're a trooper and you pulled through.
Well, listen, man.
I took one for the team because I won't.
I got it. I got to listen to it. Now, do you do this?
I love my voice.
See, that's good.
I'm the opposite.
That's good. Now, when you do your recordings and your shows, do you listen back? Do you watch back all your shows?
Absolutely. I'm like Monday morning quarterback. I rewatch the episodes tons of times, go through.
See, that's awesome. See, I have kind of the same mentality. You got to take notes. You got to see where you can improve, right?
And then I'm constantly critiquing, and I'm very like, oh, why did I say that? And I literally have lists everywhere, like, don't touch your hair so much, make better eye contact, different things that I want to improve. Because if I don't watch myself, I'm not going to get better. It's just in me doing the same thing. So how will I be able to grow?
Exactly. You know? That's how I look at it too. Is it my big problem is I compare myself though, like not myself, but our show. I try to compare our show to other shows that have already been established for ages.
That's a mistake.
I know.
That's a mistake. Okay. We take a big chunk of our modeling from Rogan.
Yeah. Just because we like the style that he does. He is, right?
Yeah.
I
feel like a lot of comics, a lot of podcasts, you know, use Joe as like the mold for everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And didn't he but he's got a comic house down in Austin now, right?
He's building a comedy club.
Building it. He's building it. Yeah, okay.
He's creating. I don't know if he's building a building, but he wants to. He's got in the process a comedy club being built.
And it seems like there's a big migration of comedians
basically
that go down
stealing
there.
LA.
Yeah.
Like the LA comedy crowd is just going to Austin.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Because they all want to get away from the mayor.
They want the experience.
Yeah.
They want that Rogan experience.
Yeah, he's a huge influence. He really is. Yep.
I mean, it took me how long to realize he was a comic. He did Fear Factor. Before that, he did some Office show.
I was going to say, I don't remember before Fear Factor. That was the first
time
I remember.
He was on a sitcom. And then he started doing the fights. And all of a sudden, I saw a comedy special. I was like, he's a comic? Mm-hmm. The fuck doesn't he do?
I know. He's great. But like, I think our favorite thing about him is he's very down the middle. He has all kinds of different guests that come onto his show and they just kind of sit around and bullshit. They drink, they bullshit and just talk about whatever it is they want to talk about.
Go further back. He'll smoke on.
Oh yeah.
He's
done quite a
few. He smokes on pod.
He's done more than that, hasn't he?
Him and Posty.
Yeah. Posty
did mushrooms before they went on and then smoked weed while they were on.
That was wild.
We
used to smoke weed all the time on a podcast that we did at the comedy club.
That's awesome.
I mean, it was the pen because you technically can't smoke inside.
But but the vaping's okay.
Yeah.
I hear that hits a little bit better anyway.
More THC.
It could be opinion based.
It's more concentrated THC. Mm.
You know, initially I was really into it and then it just didn't work for me. I'm more of a traditionalist myself.
Yeah.
And it kind of like affected me differently where it's more intense. It's not the same like chill, like relaxed vibe that I dig.
Mm.
Told you. Plus then you got the idiot like me who's smoked a lot and I hit a pen and I'm not gonna stop until I feel it hit my throat, and by that point it's like see you later
and
I'm not coming back.
That's wild. All right, so how about introductions now? tell us who you are and what we're doing.
Hi guys, I'm Michelle McDonald. I work in media and entertainment. I've been doing this my entire professional career. And I like to think that I'm very, like, I'm one of the lucky ones where I get to play for work. So
that is a nice life, I will say.
She left out a very huge part of that.
And what's that?
The sash hanging on the wall.
Oh, I know. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. The sash hanging on the wall.
Once upon a time, I was Miss New York America. But at this point, it's like my Al Bundy story, where it's like 4 touchdowns in one game.
So when was this? How long ago was this?
This was in 2013.
2013. How old were you then?
I was a bit older. I was 29, 30. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Yeah. So So I always thought it was like Miss New York. Is there a difference between Miss or Ms, or is it just like the pageant? Like, what is it?
Oh, absolutely. There's multitudes of different systems.
Okay.
So the MISS are for girls that once you reach 24, you age out and you're no longer in a position to compete, because those are scholarship-based pageants where a lot of the prize with that goes to your college scholarship.
Okay. See, I was wondering that if there was a difference in it, because I really didn't know. I had no idea if there were different divisions, if it changed or what the deal was. So that's cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, they have different systems. The Miss America system, where I represent in New York, this pageant is more for a woman that is over the age limit of the 24 restricted. Mm-hmm. And it's more focused on community, given it has a more focus on being community driven with philanthropic endeavors and being a positive force for social change and within your society.
That's awesome. I like that.
So which is the one that's on TV?
There's a lot of them that are on TV. There's also the Mrs. America big one. Pageant. The Trump, Donald Trump's pageant is the Miss USA. Which is 24 and under.
Okay.
24 and under. Now, to get into that, do they need to win the Miss New York? Like each individual state? Is it the state representative? Whoever wins that state goes to the big one?
Yes.
Okay.
And then even before that, they have different preliminaries depending upon the state and how those states are run.
Now, is there a countrywide one for the Ms. pageant, the MS pageant?
Yes.
Yeah. So so you won Ms. New York. How did you fare in the big one?
Well, when I went out to California and represented New York at the Miss America pageant, I placed in top 15.
That's really cool. That's a good accomplishment. Thank you. It really is.
That's amazing. Yeah, I was moved out of the camera view. I have 2 left feet. I can't dance after spending hours and days working on our opening number. You know, New York was suddenly like pulled to the back because I was just that off.
Oh no.
Is there video clips of this?
Ooh, that would be good.
Somewhere. All right. We're going to have,
we got to hop on YouTube. Google searching, right?
I'll send it to you if I find it.
Please do.
So how long were you in pageants? Is that something you've done like since you were a kid, like that godforsaken show that's on fucking TV?
Oh God. Yeah.
I was not that young when I started, but I was a child when I started. And I did throughout my teens. I took a break when I went to undergrad. I was introduced to books like The Beauty Myth by Naomi Watts. And it's all about how images of beauty are used against women. And it kind of, I went a different route, you know, with college and post-school, I got back into it.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. So now we met recently. So this whole podcast episode,
2 weeks.
It happened fairly quick.
2 weeks.
So we met at a party, and I had no idea that one of our friends that we've known for a long time, my wife knew since she was a kid, had no idea that they had a cousin who was Ms. New York or a comedian or an actress, anything like that. So it was really cool to meet you at that party.
And it was just by chance, like you were getting ready to leave.
I know, as I was getting ready to leave. It was just destiny.
It was perfect. I'm gonna have to get on Allison and be like, why don't you talk about me more? But yeah, it was great to meet you. Allison and Anthony are so great. Their party was wonderful. Their house is the size of my town. Like, it's ridiculous.
Anthony goes overboard a lot on everything he builds.
Their greenhouse is literally larger than my block.
Yeah.
Without exaggeration.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's a completely different world. How often do you come up into the sticks here?
Usually a couple times a year.
Oh, really? Okay.
We come up every year for the Wayne County Fair. It's something I've been doing since I'm a little girl.
Yeehaw. And
I love that. I'm all about the Demolition Derby.
I ran that.
You didn't go? I'm sorry?
I've run the Demolition Derby up here.
You've run the Demolition Derby?
Yeah.
I have it on, like, what?
It's fun.
I want to be in it. It's like my favorite thing. I have it on like my fantasy bucket list.
Look at that, a girl after your own heart.
It's not hard if you can get a car and build it. Just go out mash the pedal down.
She doesn't want to build it. She just wants to drive it.
Yeah, I want to like drive it. I don't want to get hurt. And I'd like to like call it. You know, the announcer.
Oh, yeah? That would be cool.
Yeah.
I can pull some strings. I know people who stream them live.
Yeah.
And they could. I could see. I could work on getting one of them on. That'd be cool as shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. I've run Wayne County once.
Hold on.
The delay. There's the delay.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
That is okay. Go ahead.
Sorry. Did you guys watch Empire Records ever? Are you familiar with the movie?
I've heard of it. I have not watched it. No.
Okay. It's this thing, and I was just going to make a reference to it, where Wayne County Fair, like Demolition Derby Day, is my Rex Manning Day.
Yeah.
I get very excited for it. Yeah.
Okay. So now we'll have to watch it so we can figure out that reference. Empire Records. We're putting it on the list. Don't worry, I'll rewatch it so I'll know what I know what I'm supposed to watch.
I'm actually missing a Demolition Derby tonight.
Are you?
Yeah.
Hartford. Where is the Derby?
Hartford Fair.
Where?
The Hartford Fair. It's about 40 minutes from here.
Okay.
It's fairly close.
They do a really good demo up there.
I love how you say 40 minutes is really close.
It's fairly close. See, that's the difference between someone who lives in a city and someone who lives in the sticks. Like, I'm 10 minutes from town where I'm at here. And to me, that's close.
I'm actually in a suburb on Long Island.
Are you?
Yeah.
Nice.
See, but the distance thing, that's all relative too. Like, we said 40 minutes is close. Mm-hmm. 40 minutes on Long Island could take you 2 miles.
Yeah.
5 miles.
Traffic's that bad there.
40 minutes here gets you 30 miles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's close.
It can take you. I sat still trying to get out of Montauk today as everyone was leaving.
Yeah.
I can imagine. It was probably terrible. 495. Oh, fuck the LIE.
Yeah, especially everyone getting out of there at the same time running from the storm.
Well, it was sunrise because I'm on the South Shore, but yeah, a lot of the small towns only have one way in. So when you go from Montauk until Amagansett, there's literally just one road.
Mm.
So I crawled.
Mm. Yeah. So now I kind of want to start at the beginning for you to hear a little bit about your story. So you said that you've been doing the pageant since you were young, and then you got into school and it kind of changed, right? So what started you down the path that you're on now? Like, what did you study in college? Was it theater or something?
Nope. I went to school for international disciplinaries for the first time. And the second time, environmental sustainability.
Okay. That's cool.
Thanks. Entertaining. And this has been my passion and my dream my entire life. The program that I was in is a Friends program. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Friends education system.
No.
Nope.
It's a Quaker-based program where on top of our course loads, each semester, we're required to do an internship as well as volunteer service, community service on each course load. So I had always chosen an internship in the realm of performance, whether it was acting or film. I've been a PA. I love it. That's what drives me. My father being a very traditional, salt of the earth, hardworking blue collar guy was always very concerned with the return on the investment. You know, he traded a lot of time of his life to be able to afford to provide me with the opportunity to do this. So he just wanted to make sure that there would be something like a backup plan, hence the traditional, you know.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. I could see a lot of blue collar fathers, you know, worrying about something like that.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was very fortunate. He worked really hard. And I've always pursued acting, and that's been my priority, where I've worked, you know, waitressing, bottle service, just to always support this and have entertainment be my priority. And that's I've worked at reporting, journalism. It was actually, we're going to get low for a minute and then we're going to come up real high. So stay with me on this.
I got you.
I have opened the Bohemian Beauty Queen, which is a lifestyle brand, blog, life coach service, and production company in 2017. As my father was, I lost my dad to brain cancer in 2018. It was a 19-month progression, but during that time is really when I looked inside. It was just after going on so many auditions and not really having the opportunity myself, it was like, okay, now we need to go and put myself in position to create my own opportunities and really live the life that I want.
Yeah.
So it was seeing that and having that encouragement, and you know, because of that, is where I opened the Bohemian Beauty Queen. And it's great because now, instead of going on auditions, like hoping to get a gig on somebody else's project and somebody else's vision, working as a producer, I'm more in the driver's seat, where I have the opportunity to tell the type of stories, work with the type of people I want to work on, create the different types of shows. Right now we have a couple of them in production. Not necessarily The Hamptons, which is a comedy talk show.
Mm-hmm. Listen to a couple of those.
Thanks. I'm sorry?
We've watched it.
Yep.
Thank you. What'd you think?
Pretty good. Yeah, I like it.
I liked it.
I kind of like the relaxed style. It's kind of like what we do here. You're just kind of sitting around and you're enjoying the conversation and the company of the people around you.
Yep.
Yeah. I wanted it to be more of like a modern day, like Wayne's World.
Mm-hmm.
With like that hodgepodge, like funky, like basement kind of feel, but it's like really relaxed and everybody that's driven and going towards a similar goal, but comes from a different walk of life.
Yeah, I like it. I think you're on the right path with that one.
Thank you.
So what is it that got your feet wet? Like, what's the first thing? What got your feet wet? What started you into the acting? Like, what's the first project you worked on?
High school plays, church plays. And then I was actually very lucky where I worked on an independent movie and web series back in the late 90s for Del Bassi Productions.
There was web series back then?
Yeah.
That's the birth of the internet back then.
This is like one of the first web series, which is really cool because they were doing they also did like episodic theater. So it was very different, very,
Yeah, that's awesome. So, now with these other projects, you have the Not Necessarily the Hamptons.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was actually a two-part answer, though.
Oh, okay.
That's what got my feet wet with acting. That was the first gig that I've had. And then with doing the pageants, I was able to secure a modeling contract. As part of the packages, that's what they do. And that booked me on a lot of different projects. What opened the door for comedy was being cast in Are you guys familiar with the CBS TV show Kevin Can Wait?
Yeah, I think.
There's a Long Island comedian. He's hilarious. His name is Chris Roach. He wrote a parody to the Beach Boys song Kokomo to this town, Ronkonkoma, which is where he grew up and he's from. And I was cast to play the pretty mama in the video. On set, having conversation, I was just chatting and I thought it was just chatting with like the camera guy, you know, like just waiting during some downtime. Turns out he was the booker for Governor's Comedy Club, John Trusen. He asked me like, oh, will you do this, this, and this? Do you perform? Do you do stand up? Absolutely not. He was like, well, why? And I was just very truthful and straightforward. I don't know how. If I knew how to do it, I would do it. He called my bluff, invited me in, gave me some lessons, and here we are. So if comedians were vampires, John Trusen would be my maker.
That's funny.
That's one way to get into comedy. I like that.
Thank you.
So did your love of comedy grow exponentially after that? Like,
had you ever thought of doing comedy before he brought it up?
Yeah, that's a good point too.
Performing stand-up, no, but I did go to the Upright Citizens Brigade. Are you familiar with that? It's it's the only accredited comedy college in the United States. They have a campus in LA and in New York City.
Okay.
And I did both their improv and sketch. I've completed both their sketch writing classes and their improv.
Okay. But you never thought of doing stand-up.
Stand-up's a hard thing to do. Like I couldn't imagine.
Yeah. Before doing it, it's fairly intimidating, but the thing about it is it takes a tremendous amount of work. You have to get out there. A lot of people don't realize that it's not just the shows where you're working or going out to the open mics. It's getting together with the other comics, having like your group, like your buddies, and sitting around and writing jokes together.
Yeah.
You know, everyone thinks like we're sitting around hanging out, just chilling. Like, and it's like, no. Like we write dick jokes for a living. Like that's what we're doing.
Kind of drawing inspiration off of one another.
The fact that you have to be okay with going on stage in front of, you know, 100 people, a couple hundred people, whatever, and knowing you have the chance of just absolutely shitting the bed in front of all these people. Nope, I'm good. Nope, I can't do
all
it.
All about confidence, right?
You know, sometimes it happens. Sometimes you're going to do it and it's going to occur. I'm very, you know, the first time it happened to me, I was at this, it was a bar show. It was kind of like a frat boy, like bar scene. My material fell upon, they didn't get it. And it was like, literally, they're all staring at me. The headliner was great. He was really supportive because as I'm waiting for the pause for the audience to laugh, they're not coming back. And he encouraged me. You know, he sat there, he laughed, he supported me. And then after that show, I went out to a mic with another comic to get back up because as soon as you fall off, you got to get right back on.
Yeah. So how do you pull through a moment like that?
You just go forward.
Yeah.
You're on. You have to finish. There's nothing else you can do.
That's good.
So I would have a hard time not letting it fuck with my head.
I think it takes a certain type of person, man.
I mean, it will, like, I'm not trying to say like it doesn't affect me, like it definitely does, but if it happens, you have to keep in mind it's not gonna happen again.
Yeah.
Or if it does, you need to work new material.
Yeah, learning moments. See, it's a time to grow, you know.
See, so now while we're on this comedy topic, it's funny that we met you when we did, because I had just started a new job like 2 weeks before, And the one of the main bosses who did like the whole orientation and talks every once in a while writes for a stand-up comedian. He writes for his sister who does stand-up all over the country. Really? And I'm like, and then we meet you and I'm like, what the hell is going on? I actually just saw him yesterday for the first time in like a week. And I asked him about the Keystone Room. And he's like, I've never heard of it. He's like, but give me details on where it is. And I told him it was at Cugliano's or whatever, however you pronounce that name. And he's like, oh, yeah, I know where that is. He goes, I might have to go check it out.
That would be amazing. Unfortunately, I just heard yesterday or the day before that the show has been postponed.
Oh, no.
Why?
So when's – okay, yeah. Why? That's a good question, first off.
They're relocating the venue.
Oh, all right.
And it wasn't complete in time. But now I'm super bummed, and I totally want to take Robbie up on performing at the motorcycle club. Be like, all right, we can still do it.
So when's this postponed to? And are you still going to be performing at it?
They haven't given us an exact date yet.
Gotcha. But you're still hoping that you can be on the card there?
Yes.
Good.
Well, I was told that they're going to be rescheduling us.
Good.
Like the entire show.
Okay. So. Now the headliner gets to pick who plays with them, right? I'm sorry? The headliner of a said show gets to pick who opens for him, right?
Not always.
Okay. Then. Okay.
This headliner is actually the reason why I'm on this show, though. Evan Weiss did select me.
And he's on he's on not necessarily the Hamptons.
He is, yes.
See? Proven. I actually watched it.
You watched. You did your homework, Justin.
This is rare. This is rare that he does his homework. You should feel privileged right now. Feel honored.
I am very privileged and honored. Thank you.
Wow. That died out. I wanted to go see a comedy show next week.
Yeah. I mean, we do have a lot going on these upcoming weeks here, so that's not too terrible. Maybe we'll get a better chance to go, me and my wife anyway.
That's almost as disappointing. Nice. That's about as disappointing as last week. Our Saturdays have sucked recently.
Yeah.
What happened last week?
We were supposed to go to a Korn concert. Mm. 30 minutes before the show, they canceled. They postponed the show because Jonathan Davis got Korn or COVID.
Yeah. Stop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Half hour before the show, we're all there drinking in the parking lot. Everyone's shit faced, and you start seeing people walking out and getting into their cars and leaving. And we were like, what the fuck?
Yep. They were, had a lot of not happy people.
And then they tried kicking everyone out of the parking lot within the next half hour to an hour. And luckily traffic wasn't going anywhere. So we're like, yo, you've got all these people who've been tailgating for like 2 hours, completely trashed, and you want to send them out on the road? Sounds beautiful. Great idea. So we kind of just partied. We just partied in the parking lot.
I wasn't driving, so I kept drinking.
Yeah. I was the responsible one last week.
We made friends.
Yeah.
Nice.
Shotgunned a beer for the first time in 15 years.
Wait, you what?
Shotgunned a beer for the first time in 15 years.
Pretended he was young again.
Oh, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Me neither. Don't worry. I don't chug beer. I can't. I'm not able to. Never was. Never will be. It's all right. So why don't you tell us about some of your memories from up here? I remember you saying that you had a lot of fond memories of this area in particular.
Oh my gosh. Most of my favorite memories from my childhood are of that area, going to Allison's parents' house. Have you guys been to Dennis Margaret's?
Oh yeah. Plenty of times.
We used to sled there.
Yeah.
They built that big ass hill. Oh my God. It was so fun.
Say, it's gotta be like one of your best.
We were like 21, 22 doing that.
Okay. So I was like a kid doing that, but it would be like my dad and the uncles who would all be like having like cocktailing, and we go sledding, and it'd be like trying to like move not to hit like the burning barrels or any of the crazy things, and the hiking in the woods like on the side, on his side of the mountain.
Yeah, the trails back there are really cool.
Yeah. And you know, it always, I viewed it as treasure. That whole area is the Dorflinger, or
yep.
It was. So the Dorflinger crystal, I find amazing that that was hundreds of years the exclusive crystal or glassware used in the White House.
Yeah.
So for him, he finds it all throughout his property. So it's kind of like his own little treasure trove.
Yeah. You find a lot of cool stuff in the woods back there. So I wouldn't doubt that you've probably met my wife when she was a kid too, because she spent a lot of time back there with them. A lot of time.
She lived right down the road.
Yeah, her father lived a couple houses down, right? You know, when you're going back to their house, right at the corner there, that's where he lives.
Who's your, may I ask?
Her name is Alex, Alexandria.
Oh my gosh, Alex and Brett?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
That's his wife.
Yep, Alex is my wife.
Okay, so I know your wife probably since she's like 3-4 years old, like doing Halloween costume parties at that church that was at the end of the hill.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then trick-or-treating, going snowman, yes.
Small world, man. See, that's fun. I like that. We've had a couple of moments like that ourselves, my wife and I, where like we've been in the same places at the same time when we were younger. We have probably met each other and we do not remember it.
Really?
Yeah. Like there was a time the Pittsburgh Steelers sent some players up here to do like a charity basketball game. And afterwards they went down to a local restaurant and I got to go down because of my father. He knew the people who were running it. And she got to go down because I think an uncle or something was a bus driver for them. So we were at the same place at the same time. I have photos from it from when I was a kid. And I went back through the photos trying to find a picture of her in it. I couldn't, but we were definitely at the same place at
the
same time.
That would have been wild.
Yeah.
Now, I believe this to be true. I heard it, and I feel like it's magic, and I believe in magic. They say that you and your soulmate will cross paths 3 times.
So how many times can you recall? Yeah. We're putting this to the test.
We are. That's,
we're putting this to the test.
Okay, so that one was the Pittsburgh Steelers. Another one was a friend of mine lived on a road behind me. And across from his house was a house with another girl who would have someone over to her house all the time. And they would pick on us when we're over there. We'd make fun of them. And turns out it was her and her cousin that were across the street. We were the boys she thought was annoying.
Yeah, there's two.
Yeah, I'm trying to. You'll have to give me time to think of the third one. I can't think of the third one.
And the third time is when you met and you got together?
Sure. So that's 3 times. Yeah, you crossed the path. Third time we met. Yep, she saw me in Kmart. Done. Actually, before that, we met in Walmart. We met in Walmart and talked. Well, kind of. I mean, I was, you know, young, but whatever.
It is kind of mean.
Like I told her, I told her friend I thought she was cute or something like that. I can't remember what it was.
All right.
Something silly. Yeah. So it's nice that this area holds a special place in your heart, even though, you know, you're from Long Island.
How do you get off the fact right away that we just proved magic?
I just try to move things forward, man. I want to get it back to her. I don't want to talk about me. I want to talk about her.
We were proving her theory. Or what she's heard. Not her theory, but
yeah.
See? Magic.
Thank you, Justin.
I mean, yeah, she's right. She's right. She'd be thanking me. I want to talk about you.
But it is a small town. It's it's wild. It is. The amount of times you can come across somebody and never realize it.
Wow. Definitely.
It is. I like that theory. I'm going to have to look into it. I read it somewhere. I don't remember where exactly.
No, I believe it. I'll stand by it now. Mm-hmm. I totally believe in it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So tell us about your company. Like what exactly do you do with it? Like what?
You said life coaching in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it was life coaching, production. Mm-hmm. Show creation.
Yeah.
We're a brand, like a lifestyle brand. We have different products. We have some clothing coming out, some other things, some accessories. We have the life coaching service. We have planner. I hold workshops. We do one-on-one coaching. It's really, it encompasses a lot of different things with it. It really depends upon where we want to focus. The production aspect is really creating the own opportunity and making magic happen. And the whole thing about being, my claim to fame is being a former beauty queen or being a beauty queen. However, I'm fairly bohemian in every sense of the word. I live my life fairly, you know, very unconventionally, and I'm all about being authentic. So even with the different programs that we have in production, we have the comedy talk show where everyone, as we've seen, not necessarily the Hamptons, very chill, very relaxed, authentic, real reflection of themselves and how we interact. There's another show called Long Island Life. That's like a magazine style show where we go out and we cover different areas of the island, whether it's dining, entertainment, if it's Babylon Village's Gay Pride Parade, if it's a charity gala in Southampton. So it's a lot of fun to give people a glimpse into what life on Long Island is like, whether you're a local or if you're from far away.
Okay, so two questions I'll have for you. One, I feel like not everyone that's listening will know exactly what it means to be bohemian. So could you explain that to us a little bit?
Absolutely. To be bohemian is to live in an unconventional way that tends to focus on the arts.
Okay.
Be creative and a little bit freer.
A little bit freer.
Just more authentic in yourself and more comfortable and not really try to fit into a box or a label.
Okay.
So to kind of maybe put a label on that, hippie-ish.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well,
that's why I said ish.
That's what I had. Hippie-ish. That's kind of how I had seen it. Kind of style. It's like
free
anyway.
Spirit. Yeah. You're going to be you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like hippie though kind of has a negative connotation where I always associate it with being unwashed.
I was going to say, not that it should have a negative connotation to it. There's nothing really wrong with the hippie lifestyle.
I wish I lived in that era.
Yeah. I think a lot of people
would have been perfect.
I mean, I'm all about it. I'm more like the hot foam, you know, like where it's, I'm down for it. I just have a certain comfort creature.
Yeah.
You know, I like.
So now the other question I had was magazine style. Can you tell me a little bit about what that means? Magazine style? Because I don't think I've ever watched E. Before. I don't watch E. I'm a country boy. What do you want? From me?
Shit, bro.
I'm the uncultured swine here. I mean, it is what it is.
As soon as she said it, I was like, oh, E. Because I had the same question. I was like, I've watched E. Never mind.
It's kind of like that, where we're going to be covering different things in, like in a magazine where it could be anything from restaurants, entertaining at home, going somewhere for shopping, going to a local park, any type of different events. It's a wide variety.
Okay. Okay.
So basically what Ryan Leckie does for WNEP, the majority of the stuff.
Kind of like journalism.
He doesn't do a lot of news stories. He does a lot of the fun stuff.
Nah, yeah, I get what you mean.
Restaurants and...
Yeah. So now what's that one called again?
Long Island Life.
Long TV Island show. Life. Okay. Gotcha. Now, is that on YouTube as well? Can we find that,
that
on
there? That will be coming onto YouTube this fall, later this fall.
Awesome.
I'll keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
So then I had a question. How does one become a life coach?
Well, one has to have the desire within themselves and then go to school and become certified.
Okay, that's what I was trying to see, if there was a certification that had to go with that.
Yeah. It's
not that I can just go, hey, I'm a life coach. Yeah. You want help? I'll help you.
It's not as intense as like in a program to like be a physician or a psychiatrist or anything of that caliber. This is more, a little bit more of a relaxed program where instead of dedicating years, like decades, it's not that long. It's about a year program. They have a lot of different programs in different places to get the certification. The program that I went to was under a year.
Awesome. And do you have any clients under that yet? Have you had people reaching out?
I'm sorry?
Have you had people reaching out to you?
I've had people reaching out to me more on the small group work. I've worked with small groups. I've had a couple of different one-on-one clients, and I've done lecture series.
Oh, that's really cool. Lecture series. All right.
You know what just dawned on? This is our second life coach we've had on.
Yeah.
Our buddy is working his way. We had him on like three episodes ago.
Yeah, episode 30.
And he's working his way into leaving a bank job to start his own business with,
I don't want to get karate chopped in the face.
Focused on health and well-being.
Yeah.
And like his big focus is breathing.
Yeah.
That was one of it has changed the way I focus on my breathing.
That was one of our best performing episodes. If you started listening back on any of our episodes, episode 30 is one I highly suggest. It's a really 30? Good one. 30, yep. It's a really good one.
What was his name?
Chris Novoa. Novoa.
Yeah, that was a really fun one. Just like this one's turning out to be. I like learning everything that we've been learning here. I enjoy
it. That's why I enjoy having people that we just meet on.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And that's great. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for having me on.
No, thank you for being on.
Now, there's a couple other projects. And I know there's at least one more project you have, yeah?
There's a couple more.
Yeah. So what the one you had told me about, Proper Ladies, what's this one, the Proper Ladies TV show?
Proper Ladies is a show that I'm working on with a fellow comedian, Carla Okerson, and a friend that is a television personality, Amanda Bernucci. So Amanda was on a Bravo TV show called Long Island Princesses, and Carla is a powerhouse comic. She is a touring comic. She goes, like, she's incredible. And this is us sitting around, round table conversation, chatting candidly about our favorite things, our likes, our dislikes, fashion, our thoughts, and of course, redefining the term proper ladies and etiquette. A lot of people, most people today do not conduct themselves with etiquette or even are even aware of it. And there are certain situations that...
There's an app that proves that. TikTok.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, and then there's also like the things of, you know, speaking of apps, what do you do? What do you do in a situation if you're on one of those dating apps and you see like... somebody you went to high school with, you're not necessarily friends with them, but like you, Facebook friends, you chat with them and like their husband's hitting you up on like a dating app. Do you tell them?
Is that from personal experience? Is that from personal experience? It sounds like it came from something that you've actually experienced.
I saw somebody's husband on it, which is what popped the opened up the thought. But it's always those awkward moments where there's not an Emily post to reference for that.
Yeah.
What do you do? What's the proper thing to do? What's the polite thing to do?
Screenshot the shit.
And just make it your status.
Yep.
Just make it your status. Oh my God. That's the ultimate call out right there.
Somebody's missing their husband. Come get them.
Oh God. That would be awful. Could you imagine?
Your husband's on the loose.
No.
Yeah, okay. No, that's...
So is that one that's out already, or is that another one that's upcoming?
That's upcoming later this fall. We're still in production. Okay. We have a lot still in production. We had that COVID hold up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with all these productions that you have coming up soon with all the different projects you're working on, do you guys get a whole abundance of episodes? You collect your episodes before putting them out, or is it going to be like a week to week production?
For any of the shows that are like, for those three shows that are TV shows, YouTube shows, I prefer to have an entire season done before putting anything out there. And, you know, it was the whole pandemic pivot. We went from working in a studio to really being Wayne's World and converting, you know, my basement into a studio and my living room and my kitchen.
Yeah. At the pink house, right?
I was going to say, what do you call it? The pink house.
The pink house.
Yeah. I did.
Like that paid attention. 80s mob. So I like that you pay attention, Justin. Thank you. But it's like that 80s mob. So when people come here, they're like, oh, I thought it'd be like bright pink. And it's like, it's pink. It's a shade of pink.
So it's kind of like our production. You like our production, right? This beautiful media room we have behind us. It's amazing, isn't it? This nice panel.
We do need a picture like that, though.
We need what we need to do.
With a logo.
I was going to say, we need a custom sign, but we need to have our logo first. We're waiting on that.
When we wrap up the Zoom, I can refer you guys to some designers I've worked with through the Fiverr, which is a freelance site.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Yeah, yep. We've used it.
We use it for our Twitch accounts. Yep.
I get all my logos designed there. I have my website being updated by a designer in Australia right now.
Oh, nice.
Thanks. Yeah. So it's really cool. But like you guys, my comedy best friend and I, my bestie and I, are starting a podcast. We formerly co-hosted a podcast at Governor's Radio. Are you familiar with Governor's Comedy Clubs?
I don't know if you were still at the party.
No,
you
probably left.
You had brought it up at the party. So I am familiar with it through you. I don't know if he was there for the conversation.
No, I missed that conversation. It's something I'll have to look up.
Or no, she can explain it. She's
So my comedy best friend and I met because we were both co-hosts on the Dan Romano Show, which is the number one R-rated podcast at Governor's Radio Show. They have since left Governor's and have gone elsewhere, which is Billy and I have left. But we met, we did that show together for about a year. We wrapped, or that show ended back in 2019. And we have decided to do our own called Elephant Ears.
I like the name. I'm going to give you that. I love the name of that.
Why the name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
We want to see what people say about it. So okay. We're going to wait a while before we share.
Ooh, okay. That,
we're not going to get that answer here.
I'm not liking that part of that, but
I think it sounds cool, though.
It does.
Phonetically, I think it sounds
But I like always love to know the reason behind the name.
Yeah.
Like it's nonsense fun. And deep thoughts. I'm the nonsense. You're the deep thoughts most of the time.
Generally.
But I can have my deep thoughts. And when we get there, it is fucking deep.
You need to be in a certain zone.
I was probably in that zone last week, but it didn't. But yeah.
So when are you planning on starting that up?
Within the next few weeks. We literally ordered the equipment from Amazon.
And what are you using to record that?
I'm sorry?
What are you using to record? Like, what website or app?
We would probably be putting it on Apple, or are you asking for
that? But like, because what do we use? We use Anchor.
Anchor is the website, and they publish to everything for us.
Yeah. So we use Anchor, and it publishes to Spotify, Apple, Google Play,
Pocket Casts.
There's like
Breaker.
7 or 8 different places it throws it out to. And it's free.
I might follow that. This is my first time producing a podcast or looking into any of it. Like literally just did like the research on, do we buy this kit for 4 or that kit for 2 and get 2 additional microphones? Like, will they all work together?
Yep. Well, I think you'll enjoy it, and I think you'll do well with it.
And if you have questions, you could ask us.
Yeah.
I will definitely be taking you up on that.
Yep. So that's awesome. So let's see. What did I? Well, not, I wanted. I really wanted to talk about the show, but now yeah. the show's yeah. not there.
That's where I knew that long silence was. Yeah. Just like
I knew I had the one thing I really wanted to get to, and it was the show coming up. But now we don't know when it is.
Okay, I have a more important question about your podcast.
I'm sorry?
When do we find... I have a more important question about your podcast. When do we find out how you got the name?
I would have to ask Billy when we're going to share that.
Damn.
Don't know if it's episode 1 or episode 100.
Damn.
You'll find out eventually. Going to keep you in suspense.
It's going to, like, give me a heart attack. Fuck.
Oh, no, we can't have heart attacks. That's like... You're not even on my team. That's like a requirement for not necessarily the Hamptons.
So I can't wait. Can't wait for all these shows. Make sure you keep us posted on when you're going to be putting all this stuff up. If it's all going to be on YouTube, if it's going to have its own website, stuff like that. Keep us posted. And through our different social media outlets, we'll share with our listeners to let them know when it's all live.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And is that going to be like strictly comedy based? Or are you guys just going to go
everywhere? With elephant ears?
Yeah.
We're going to go everywhere.
Okay.
I like that.
The only comedy with that. I feel like that keeps it more interesting. Like there's so many comics that are exclusively like, oh no, we're only interviewing comics. And it's like, but why? If you talk about to everybody, everyone and anyone about everything and anything, that's more interesting to your viewers.
Yep.
That's kind of what we're getting 100%.
That's what, like once in a while, we'll have our little sports episodes where we just kind of get lost in it and go, it's happened like twice.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's like, we try to come up with something different that intrigues both of us all the time. There is one episode I will never be on. If he ever wants to talk about anime with somebody, I won't be here because I know nothing about it.
I'm just a bit of a nerd.
I'm not familiar with anime.
Oh, anime is the whole Japanese
animation
cartoons.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what it is. I literally am just not familiar with any of it where I can say, I mean, is Sailor Moon considered anime or is that more cartoon?
Absolutely is anime. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. That's from when we were kids, man.
Sorry, I was reaching.
Yeah,
I know.
She got it. She's good. Dragon Ball Z. I mean, Naruto. You know, all the good stuff.
The other
ones. Is that your shirt?
Yeah. My little guy eating some ramen. Gotta love it. But no, I don't know if we'll ever get to an episode like that because I don't know if we'll ever have anyone on that wants to discuss it.
Victor wants to come on.
Yeah, it's all right.
You can do a whole episode about it.
But no, we try to hit on all kinds of topics, even if it's a little controversial, we hit on it. And we always welcome feedback. We always welcome discussion, no matter what it is that we're talking about, you know, because you have to be, we're at the point where we feel like you have to have open discussion with everybody, especially with everything that's going on in the world now. And we kind of want to get it to a point where people aren't angry all the time at one another.
We welcome disagreement.
People have to learn how to discuss things with one another like adults. You know what I mean?
It goes back. I think we have to teach them as children so that they can, you know, this might be what happens when the participation trophy era becomes adults. Everyone has that sense of entitlement and their opinion is more important than anybody else's.
Yep, agreed.
Which makes it unpleasant.
And now it's starting to go the way in schools right now where children are being told you can't speak your mind. And I'm not liking that.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
There's a lot of school, like they're not allowed to express their opinions about things. It's what I say and that's it.
The teachers?
Mm-hmm. The schools, the school districts, the state governing boards for the schools. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not good.
Yeah, that sounds like really.
She's taken aback by that one. She's like,
no, my daughter. I've already told her if any teacher If you know any of your teachers' political views, you come to me because I'm going to have a talk with them. I don't care what their political view is. If they agree with me or disagree with me, I'm going to talk with them. It's not your job to bring that up. There's a couple other things I told her.
Wait, they're talking about their political views somewhere, in the bathroom?
Yes. A lot of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you see the videos online and whatnot. But now we're opening a whole other can of worms.
I know. That's why I'm trying to stay vague a little bit, because I know it could lead to hours.
Yeah.
So as I'm like, wait, what is going on? I want all the views.
Yep, and we're down with all kinds of conversations if you ever want to come on again and talk about that kind of stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
But most people don't want to talk about that kind of stuff.
even when you find out when the show gets rescheduled for, if you want to come on and do a quick 10, 15 minute clip to promote it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would love that. And I was like, serious. I texted Uncle Dennis, like, and, you know, the whole family, because they were all coming. I was so excited. This is like the first, I live on Long Island. I have a lot of family on Long Island. This would be the show that I had the most family members at, the most family support, like ever, anything. And I was so looking forward to it. And now we're postponed.
Yeah, that would have been such a cool moment too. I think that would have been awesome. But okay. So since we're probably close to that hour mark, why don't we recap real quick? Let's give the listeners all the projects you have worked with that they can currently find, and the ones that are going to be coming out soon, shortly.
YouTube
this fall.
Channel, socials, anything. Wherever they can find anything that you do to promote what you produce.
The best place for everyone to go is to the Bohemian Beauty Queen's Instagram or webpage, thebohemianbeautyqueen.com.
There's
a web page. Each of the programs, as well as the podcast, have their own Instagram page. But we just have the Bohemian Beauty Queen page as home base for everything.
Okay, perfect. And we will be sure to put all of that information in the episode title so everyone can find it easily.
You can link it all in YouTube.
I can link it all.
There you go.
Get it all on there for you.
I appreciate that greatly. Thank you.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you coming on for us. This was a lot of fun.
Yes.
This was a great time.
We learned some things about beauty pageants and, you know, magazine style.
But there's
shows.
Two different Miss US. Oh, no, there's Miss USA and Miss America.
And Ms.
Ms.
Miss and Ms. And the different.
And then there's Mrs.
There's Mrs.
I have seen that one, too.
Lawrence Henderson used to MC that pageant.
Yeah.
And why do I know that name?
Carol I'm trying Brady. To think of it
too. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's why you knew that name. That's why it sounded familiar.
I'm getting
look,
old. Okay?
She's looking. I'm getting she's old. Looking at whoever's off screen like, these guys don't know who this is. It's been so long since we've seen
the Brady Bunch
that.
Was a rerun when I was a kid.
When I was a kid, too.
Nick at Night. Man, my jam was Wonder Years and Happy Days when I was a kid. Nick
yes, the Wonder Years.
They're remaking that.
They're remaking Wonder Years?
I'm so upset.
Okay.
They can't ever redo
Winnie?
Winnie.
No, but Kevin's actually the producer.
Really?
Her friend Savage is like involved in production.
That's cool. That'll be really cool.
Hopefully
that's awesome.
Maybe it's better than Girl Meets World.
Maybe you can reach out and get yourself a part on that.
Winnie's that mom.
I will do any part they will give me. I've done so much extra work, everything. I'm there. Anytime I'm cast, I'm down.
Let's take lessons. Let's get on it. Let's get on the show.
We could be badass biker dudes. I don't know how to ride a bike, though.
It's all right. We'll figure it out. But all right, guys.
We're going to have to get you on the elephant ears.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fun, too.
We're down for
that. I'll enjoy that.
Love that.
But, all right, guys, we will give you guys all the information that you need in the episode description. We had a great time today with Michelle McDonald. Make sure you follow her socials, keep up with her on YouTube, and make sure you check out all of her shows. As for ourselves, you can find us on Facebook and YouTube at Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast. And you can find us on Instagram now at NDT Podcast.
Hey, what's that long one?
Oh, the long one. You want me to tell them the email again?
Yeah,
guys,
super
if you really want to send us an email, We've yet to get an email, and we'd really love to get one from anybody. It's nonsense and deep thoughts podcast at gmail.com. So
you okay?
Yeah, I'm good, man. But hey, that's Gmail, baby. I had to pick that for the podcast name on YouTube as well. So don't make fun of me. It's okay.
I'm not. I'm just making sure you're still breathing okay.
We're good. All right, guys. And until next time, enjoy the week.
Later.
Thanks so much.